comment. There's no one here.
Nobody's online.
Online, so there's that. Minutes for correction or approval for August and October. Does anyone have any edits on those?
Nope.
All right, then we go to new business with item number one, ADM 2025-48, budget reports for October 2025.
Okay, so sales taxes are still going like gangbusters, partially because of just, you know, normal growth, but then also the switch from use tax to sales taxes. So the $535,000 in the October 25 column, to give you some perspective, is 25% higher than the year prior. So we did about $429,000. So that's a delta of, you know, $115,000 or so. The use tax annually right now is somewhere in the $60,000 or $70,000 per month as a decrease.
Yeah, yep.
So we're still, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 ahead of schedule from this. So some of that we think is methodology change, but we think most of it is just growth. And none of that takes into account anything from Costco yet. So we won't know any of that until probably
February.
Yeah, thank you. So, and yeah, we'll see if it moves the needle at all. I do know that their first day numbers they reported to us were better than they expected. So that was good. Wouldn't disclose the number. They just said we had a target, we beat it. So we're really pleased with it. So
I was glad to help.
Yeah, I did too. So, yeah. And other than that, if anybody has any questions on anything, happy to take it. But that's the big number. So.
Item number two, ADM 2025-49, Treasurer's Report for October 2025.
So beginning fund balance is $70,261,803. Year-to-date revenues of $34,916,193. Year-to-date expenses of $43,024,373 for a projected ending fund balance of $62,153,622.
Thank you.
Good.
ADM 2025-50, review of invoices between $5,000 and $25,000 for October and November.
Good question on the last one. Did you want to place that on? Did you make it to
Treasurer's report?
Yeah.
You do that.
Yeah,
let's do that.
You can hold off. Have Rob Peters in your depth.
Oh, sorry. We're on the bills.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody have any questions about any of those?
I didn't.
Okay. Otherwise, they're just prevented for presented for informational purposes.
Any questions from anyone else, though?
They look good.
No. All right. I have number three, ADM 2020. Number four.
Right? Yep.
2025-51 website report for October 2025.
You see the website traffic is going down, which happens throughout the year until we ramp up our events season again. So we'll have a push here for this coming weekend, actually for the holiday celebration, and then it falls off, and then it pops up again around Easter time. And also, we keep increasing all of our social media followers, which is great. Anybody has any questions? I'd be happy to answer them.
Anyone else? Move on to the next item, ADM 2025-52, Microsoft annual license purchase.
This is our large item of the year. This is our Office 365 license, our enterprise agreement with Microsoft. So we're on a government rate. It has increased. This is the third payment in the three that we originally approved, and that's just because the number of licenses that we're purchasing is higher than originally provided for in year one. And then we also have put on the CorCal licensing is included in this pricing as well for the total of $33,831.42.
For the license?
licenses, even though there's more of them, they're all in line with what the pricing was that we had been given 3 years ago.
Correct.
So we would never make an assumption of growth just because if we don't, it's only going to get the money back.
Right.
Any other questions on it? Let's just put that on a regular agenda. Which brings us to item number six, ADM 2025-53, bond abatement ordinances.
So these are the annual bond abatement ordinances for the outstanding alt revenue GO debt that we have. There's seven of them. All bonds will be totally abated, which is a good thing, meaning they won't appear on the property tax rolls. So this is the 10th year in a row that we've been able to do that.
Comfortable putting this on the consent agenda?
The abatements?
Yes. Yeah. All right, let's do that then. Item number seven, ADM 2025-54, special service area abatement ordinances.
So these are all the partial abatements that we do every year for the various SSAs that the city levies taxes for. So you have Raintree Village, Autumn Creek, Windhead Ridge, Grand Reserve Village, Raintree Village 2, and Bristol Bay. Pretty standard increases, about 1.5%, the exception being Grand Reserve, which is at 4.1% increase due to, they projected some excess funds that didn't materialize. But the good news is this bond is actually in the process of being refunded. So actually next week we'll have an ordinance in front of you. So if that, assuming that gets approved, but that new bond will close at the end of the year, and then we'll look at probably like a year-over-year change of about 0%. So we'll follow up with a subsequent abatement ordinance, probably first meeting in January, get that over the clerk's office. So there'll probably be a 0% increase for Grand Reserve once that refunding takes place.
That's good news, because the 4.2, not huge, but it does make an imprint there. So it's good that that's going to be updated.
Absolutely.
Any other thoughts on that, guys?
You know, are any of these set to roll off in a few years? What's the first one that will roll off of this?
I think they all kind of go into the early 2030s, so it's going to be a little while yet.
Okay.
Is that reason because at certain times we've changed, we've actually renewed stuff, right? So does that extend it out further than when we do that?
No, we kept the original term with the refundings. It's okay. Just, back when a lot of these bonds were issued, 2004, 2005, interest rates were higher. So as opportunities have presented itself, throughout the years, we've
right.
taken advantage of lower interest rates. But I don't think we've ever extended the
I
term.
Didn't know if that time period then shifted accordingly when
no, it doesn't.
Do that.
It can, but it doesn't have to. You can, and we've always tried to keep the same maturity period. So as far as I know, they haven't been extended because of any refundings we've done. And the same thing with the Grand Reserve bond. It'll be 2034, just as it initially was.
Yeah, some of those didn't get initiated until like the 2010s, 2011, depending on like when the subdivision started construction.
I'm thinking Raintree and Windhead.
Yeah, those are probably a little bit sooner than that.
That's,
yeah. I don't know what that was. 23-year terms,
somewhere,
if I remember correctly.
Maybe 25, but yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
25, yeah.
On to item number eight, ADM 2025-55, ordinance for the amended levy and assessment of taxes for the fiscal year beginning May 1st, 2026 and ending April 30th, 2027, and then for special service area number 2004-201 Fox Hill.
So if you look at the presentation last year for the 2024 levy, compared to this year's presentation, you can see that the levy amount has remained at $24,000. And I just lost my place, but I believe it runs, here we go, runs $24,000 into the extended future through 2031, keeping it steady at $24,000, which is a per parcel levy of $108.60. So no real change there, and it's in line with what we presented last year.
We're able to hold that flat because of some of the revenue from the sign sale. Is that correct?
That is correct, and you can see where it, for fiscal year 26, there's $65,000 in expenditures. So that I believe there's some trail maintenance, and then also the sign expenditure as well. So that'll finally be put up. I know we've been waiting a while to get that done, but it should be done this year. And then, yeah, it looks like we're able to maintain a pretty, you know, healthy fund balance, just leaving a 24,000 into the, you know, into the future, at least the next 5 years or so.
Any other thoughts, guys? Item number 9, ADM 2025-56, ordinance for the amended levy and assessment of taxes for the fiscal year beginning May 1st, 2026 and ending April 30th, 2027 in and for special service area Sunflower Estates.
So again, this just is a continuation of what was presented last year for Sunflower Estates. This current year we're levying $22,000, which is $188 on a per parcel unit. Next year we're proposing an increase of $8.55 on a per parcel basis, so that bring it up to $196.58 for a total of $23,000. And then in 28 and beyond, it should crest at $24,000, and we should be able to hold that steady, you know, certainly into the near future.
Any questions?
Do we ever get feedback on any of those?
From the residents, or?
Yeah, kind of.
I've never heard any feedback on
the existing
ones. Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that
the last go-around we had would have been 5-10 years ago.
When we did
increase them because we had the ponds and some other things. So,
yeah, it's good. It's did Fox Hill, did it ever have an HOA? Because Sunflower had an HOA and it went to pond.
No, I don't believe it did.
Okay, that was just, evidently people are happy with what we charge compared to what they were paying or whatever.
Oh, for sure.
$100.
They don't have to. They don't have to deal with
$100
a
year.
Yeah,
I mean, that's nothing. Yeah. So they're not complaining.
Yeah. $100 not to go to an HOA meeting.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Which we should build that into our business model. On a tangent, we did talk about the Cannonball Trails. Or Cannonball States, HOA, earlier in the year, and we never sent those letters. What happened is, and the letters basically said, you know, you guys have told us that you're going defunct, you know, we have the ability to tax and take over the maintenance. So I typed up the letter, and then when it hit the newspaper, we actually had a couple interested residents that called and said, you know, we really don't want to hand this over to the city if we don't have to. We're interested in trying to redo the HOA. And what we found is that there were pretty significant hurdles in doing so, and that they're going to have to convince everybody in the subdivision to do so. So I've briefed Chris and Matt on this. But the gist of it is that they would have to create it from scratch and get unanimous buy-in. So the sales pitch that we're going to be doing through an amended letter, which probably should go out here in the next month is my guess, and will be reviewed by everybody before we do so, is, you know, the city is basically taking over the maintenance. We've mowed it a few times this year and done some light maintenance. You know, and we're doing that because your HOA went defunct, because there was never any proper paperwork that was filed. You know, if everybody wants to continue to manage this themselves, they have to have unanimous consent from everybody. You have to agree to it. And if that occurs, that the city would consider waiving the maintenance costs from 2025 and 2026. You know, with the intent that they would take it over in 2027, which would be probably a, you know, $20,000 to $30,000 total, write-off for the city. So we felt that that was a better option than taking over a third HOA and then, you know, having to continue to combat, you know, HOAs that call us, you know, a few times a year and say like, oh, hey, we're interested in, you know, not doing this anymore. You know, can we turn this over to you? Which we definitely do not want to. So that's the tentative deal that we've verbally given a couple of the residents that are trying to build some support there, and then that will actually manifest itself in a memo, you know, that's sent to everybody that says, here's the offer of the deal. You know, you've basically got now a year to, you know, try to get unanimous consent, and if not, then the city will just continue to maintain it, and then we'll back bill you for all the maintenance from 2025, 2026, and then ongoing. So that's what we were thinking. So next year there would be a levy, I'm going to say probably, for a third subdivision. So optimistic that there won't be one, but, you know, I just think it's...
Yeah, man, that sounds like a pretty, you know,
hard bar to.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm guessing that too, actually.
Especially when that unanimous means that if you have mortgage, you have to have lender sign it.
Oh.
Which, when you're talking to anybody that has a mortgage, you have to go and get them to sign off on that. The mortgage has to, or mortgage has to understand what those terms are. What are they getting into? Sign that too.
Yeah.
So that's challenging because of the. This is not a straightforward HOA because there's an easement on the perimeter lots. It's not an outlot. You know, my neighborhood, you know, Matt's neighborhood, there's outlots. It's an easement. So people have this landscape area in their backyard that's maintained by the HOA or a lot thereof. Some have been maintaining it now, some not. Some have planted in it. It becomes a touchy subject. There's only one common lot in that entire subdivision. That's the pond.
Nice.
So that's
they have a sign too?
No.
No.
Yeah. Not anything of the sort. So it's a 30-foot easement on the back of these lots and then the pond. That's it.
Yeah, some of them don't even realize, I think, that they're part of Canada States. I think we're Kyle and Joel.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Chris is that part?
Yeah. It's, and then you get the, well, we're actually Canada States. We're Canada across. Depending on when they went in, there were different plat names that were assigned to it. So.
Wow.
It's a little complicated, and a lot of people have turned over in that one, so there's a lot of challenges with that.
Yep.
No one wanted to pick it up, and it was HOA operated by residents. They had no management staff.
Wow.
So.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. We'll see how this plays out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. A lot of cleaning up circa 1990 and 2000 development issues, so residential specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Are you wanting the items on consent for all the abatements and then Fox Hill and Sunflower? I didn't hear that.
Yes.
It was just all of them? Okay.
Yep.
Just qualifying that. Okay. Perfect.
We only put one item on regular, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was
correct.
Yeah.
The Microsoft purchase.
Yes, the Microsoft bill. Mm-hmm.
Is there any old business?
No.
Is there any additional business?
Yeah, I think that my only question, or just actually clarified.
It's all the same to everyone else. I think we can adjourn here.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.